Okay, let's unpack this. Welcome to this custom deep dive into your research on Honda power steering fluid equivalents.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This is a really fun one to get into.
It is, right. Because our mission today is basically decoding Honda's super confusing fluid specs to, you know, save you from a whining pump or like a $1,200 rack replacement.
Which, I mean, nobody wants to pay for.
Exactly. Putting generic automatic transmission fluid, or ATF, into a Honda is kind of like putting cheap tap water into a highly calibrated espresso machine. I mean, sure, it might flow, but it's going to completely ruin the hardware over time.
Yeah, that's a really great analogy. And, you know, what's fascinating here is that it all comes down to the anatomy of Honda's pickiness. Like, why can't they just use the cheap stuff?
Right, because if you jump onto general car forums, you constantly see people claiming, oh, any fluid is fine. I've used standard ATF for years.
Right, but those folks are used to older domestic systems, you know, like an older Ford or GM pump with much looser tolerances. Honda's rotary valves and rack seals run on incredibly tight clearances.
Microscopic, basically.
Exactly. To survive, they require really strong hydrodynamic lubrication, but without the detergents you'd normally find in ATF.
Because those detergents just cause cavitation, right?
Yeah. They whip the fluid into a foam, and once you have air bubbles in a hydraulic system, you completely lose that physical fluid wedge, and metal just starts grinding against metal.
Oh, wow.
Plus, the chemistry of generic ATF just ruins Honda's specific seal materials. They either swell up and bind the steering, or they shrink, harden, and just leak everywhere.
Which perfectly explains why Honda actually had to pivot their own formula as their hardware evolved. Here's where it gets really interesting.
Yeah, the timeline split.
Right, because when they updated their pump designs around 2007, they shifted from the older, noticeably thicker PSF and PSFS fluids to a much thinner fluid, PSF2.
But wait.
But does that mean an older, genuine Honda fluid could actually damage a newer Honda?
Oh, absolutely. Because cross-mixing thick and thin fluids works completely against the pump's engineering. At this level of precision, viscosity is essentially structural.
That is wild to think about.
Yeah, I mean, if you put the older thick fluid into a post-2007 pump designed for thin fluid, the pump works exponentially harder to push it through those same microscopic clearances.
So the temperature spikes?
The internal temperature spikes, the flow rate drops, and you just starve the system of lubrication. Viscosity is in suggestion here.
So the exact chemistry is basically non-negotiable.
Mm.
But how do you get the right stuff without paying those massive dealer markups?
Well, looking at the research, Idemitsu Premium PSF is basically the ultimate drop-in match. It runs about $6 to $8.
Because they're the actual factory fill supplier for Honda, right?
Exactly. It's the exact same chemistry, just without the OEM label markup. But if you're doing a full system flush...
Oh, right, using that 20-minute turkey baster siphon method from the notes.
Yeah, that turkey baster method. If you're doing that, LupaGuard 24242 is the most practical choice. It comes in a big 32-ounce bottle, which gives you the sheer volume required to fully flush it out.
Without buying a bunch of tiny expensive bottles. And clearly, we're staying far away from anything claiming to be a universal fluid. Or even Ansoil, given the anecdotal rack complaints on the forums.
Right. If we connect this to the bigger picture, skipping those universal brands just buys you long-term peace of mind. The minor savings just don't justify the risk to your rack seals.
So what does this all mean for you before you run out to buy Idemitsu?
Yeah.
Well, you have to verify one crucial hardware change under your hood.
This is a huge caveat, yeah.
Right. Because many newer Hondas actually use electric power steering, or EPS.
Yeah, so if you pop the hood and you don't see a reservoir cap with a little steering wheel icon on it, you literally have an electric motor doing the work. No fluid required at all.
Which is the ultimate irony. We spent all this time decoding hydraulic fluid chemistry, and half the cars just replaced the whole headache with some copper wire.
It's true. But, you know, it does leave you with this provocative thought. Well, if Honda's tight mechanical tolerances forced a completely unique chemical fluid market to exist, you really have to wonder, what other supposedly generic maintenance liquids in our daily lives are just quietly degrading our highly specialized machines?